knew going into this match I had to play good because Maria's obviously a great player. She's going to be number one, and she's playing really well. So I knew, and she played Kim so well. I thought, wow, if I'm going to beat her, I'm going to have any chance, I need to raise my level just a little bit.
That's Serena Williams. We're joined for a look back at the Australian Open from Down Under with Luke Jensen. How do you do it, buddy? You keep coming through for me.
Well, it's your private plane. It's very nice. All these people going commercial, you send me the private plane, head games, a private plane, and I get back to the States, no problem.
Perfect, buddy. Well, listen, before we get to the accomplishment of a Roger Federer and comparing it to Tiger Woods, who this morning said that truly he texts back and forth with Federer on how they're competing with each other. Let's talk about the Serena Williams achievement and just how dominating it was. I have not seen, personally, a domination of a top player like that in quite some time.
Well, it was a process. I mean, she had to go through a number of seeds because she wasn't seeded. She came into the tournament 81 in the world, and she had to knock off a seed right in the first round, a lower seed, but she did. And then she was down a set in 5-3 to Petrova, who was number 5 in the world, the number 5 seed in the tournament. And then she had to go through a few other. She was close to losing down two, close to losing at some point. I think it was a Shahar pair, I think, in the quarters. Was serving for the match, 2 points away from the match, and Serena came back. But it all came together in the finals. Everything really kind of got into a groove where she had the right game plan, she had the right amount of confidence, she just went out and executed right from the first shot and destroyed the number one player in the world, Maria Sharapova.
She destroyed her, and I have to say that Maria Sharapova, in her talk afterwards, receiving the runner-up trophy, showed a lot of class. But when we come back, Luke, let's talk a little bit more about what this meant for Serena, dedication to her sister who was murdered a couple years ago, and you know what that meant for her, to dedicate that, and how she seems so at peace with herself, so grounded, you know, and what that means. And then let's move on to Roger Federer, who people for the first time, in my view, are really, truly, consistently saying, this guy is maybe the best ever. When we come back with Luke Jensen, IBM Advantage, Luke Jensen on Head Games on Sirius Satellite Channel 122 and Sports Byline Network. Stay with us.
Do you have dry skin, cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns? Then use Cracked Heel Skin Softener from Blue Goo. Cracked Heel has lecithin, lanolin, and beeswax, plus emu oil to penetrate and soften the skin. Just massage Cracked Heel into your feet twice a day and feel the difference. Your feet will thank you. No more pain from cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns. Make your next step a comfortable one with Cracked Heel Skin Softener. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Duane Reade.
Hi, everybody. This is Nick Lowry, and I want to tell you about the most beautiful golf course I've ever played. It's called Quintero. It's already ranked in the top 10 in the country as a real estate golf course. I'm telling you, it is the most outstanding combination of beautiful fairways and views you will ever see. If you want to join one of the most outstanding new private courses in the country, go to QuinteroGolf.com or call 888-417-8468. That's 888-41-QUINT or 888-417-8468.
On Tee to Green, we don't just play golf, we talk a good game too. We talk equipment, courses, clothing, golf vacations, putting, and how to hit it longer and straighter. And sometimes we do it with the biggest names in the game. It's a show by golfers for golfers. Join me, Jay Ritchie, as we tee it up Sunday mornings at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, for Tee to Green, the golf show, where America talks golf on Sirius Channel 122 and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This is Nick Lowry, and I'm here to tell you about HeadGamesRadio.com, the official website of Head Games Radio. If you can't listen to the show every day, just go to HeadGamesRadio.com and join the Head Games team. You get to listen to Head Games highlights from our superstar guests. As a member, you'll be entitled to exclusive offers and information, so register with us so we can send you updates and special giveaways that non-members just can't get. Stay tuned. Check out HeadGamesRadio.com. Email us and join the Head Games family.
What would you do with the extra money if you didn't have a mortgage payment? Secure your retirement? Pay for college? Invest in real estate? Travel? Is your home paid for free and clear? Or do you have a 30, 40, or even 50-year mortgage? Or worse, are you making interest-only payments with no reduction on the debt? If so, you're on a treadmill going nowhere fast. At United First Financial, we have great news. Our average client will pay off their 30-year mortgage in as little as 8 to 11 years, potentially saving thousands in interest. You don't need to refinance your existing mortgage. You don't need to make more money, and there's no need to alter your current lifestyle. Our Money Merge account can help you own your home years sooner, wipe out your debts, and have real financial independence. Our program works with fixed rate, interest only, and even NEGAM loans. This is not a biweekly mortgage program or a debt roll-down plan. Again, no refinance of your mortgage is needed. To receive our free DVD, please call 800-300-1096. That's 800-300-1096.
Yes, I was fired. It happens to most coaches. Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to just lie there in the fetal position and whimper?
Welcome back to Head Games Radio with Luke Jensen. We're joined by Len Dawson. I thought, Luke, you always enjoy it when we get some of these legends of the game on with us. Leonard,
you
how are
lie
you?
Lie there in a fetal position or what, Nick?
And that's whimper. That's
There's
not
only
a good
one
thing.
Marv Levy, right? There's only one Marv.
There's only one Marv. Well, hey, Luke, let's continue with this. And, Len, I love your perspective as we begin to look at depth at Roger Federer. But any more comments for you, Luke, about Serena Williams and the impact, as she said, dedicating it to her sister who was murdered, and the kind of focus and just relentless, really serious demeanor yet relaxed, perfect combination of focus and relaxation.
Everything came together, Nick, right in the finals where she was just so in tune with what she had to do on the court at the right time, playing against the top player in the world. I actually saw her watching Sharapova practice, and Sharapova was spending about 20 extra minutes alone just on her second serve that was letting her down throughout the tournament. And I think by scouting Sharapova in the warm-up before the match started, that really gave Serena not only a better outlook on what she needed to do during the match, which was attack the serve, but actually give her more confidence, saying, hey, this girl, the number one player in the world, she's not confident with her number one weapon, her serve.
And what do you think it was that took her to this level? Do you think that being able to dedicate it at such a personal level made a difference
I think that's part of it. There's no doubt that she let out all the emotions. And what she talked about in the press conference is there's so many doubters, so many critics out there saying she wasn't in shape, that she wasn't prepared. And she came out and consistently, match after match, proved everybody wrong. I think there was a big chip on her shoulder to prove to the world she was ready to play.
All right, well, moving on to Roger Federer. First time since 1980. Since Bjorn Borg in the French Open, that someone has not dropped a set in a major. What is that? What kind of accomplishment is that?
Well, especially with the amount of depth in men's tennis, the power game, guys serving over 135 miles an hour consistently, guys trying to chase this guy consistently, time and time again, this is the guy to beat. He has an all-around game. Borg did it from the baseline. You see guys like Connors who used to hit an attacking style of baseline play, and McEnroe did attack the net. And there are so many great players through the history of the game that say this is the guy. When Rod Laver, who won two Golden Slams in 62 and 69, who won all four slams, all four of our Super Bowls in the same calendar year, and he says Roger's the best he's ever seen. So to put it in perspective, he makes really good players look really bad.
Well, final comment before we let you go, my friend, on what this means to the world when you see the twin towers, if you will, of tennis and golf at this level. What do you think is the greater accomplishment, a Tiger Woods winning his seventh consecutive and the level that he's playing at, or a Roger Federer?
I want to say they're hand in hand. What I really want to stress to not only the kids and people watching is the dedication to the sport, the dedication to their dream, and what they want to accomplish. Tiger Woods, leaving Butch Harmon and reinventing his game, and then Roger Federer, every single tournament getting better, no matter what the field does. Andy Roddick serves in volleys, works on his return of serve game, gets Jimmy Connors. Larry Stefanke, another great coach, working with Fernando Gonzalez, making him better. No one has an answer for this guy. That's why it's so interesting to watch the greats get better.
Well, Luke, again, you've been fantastic for us. We want to thank IBM IBM Advantage, Luke Jensen, and all you do, buddy. We'll check in with you in a week or so and see what's up with you.
You take care, buddy.
Thanks, buddy. Aloha. All right, now we're going to switch Len Dawson. I wanted, and I know Tom Flores, who won a couple Super Bowls, not only with the Raiders, but was a backup to one Len Dawson back in the day, to shift to the focus of course, the mental preparation for the Super Bowl. But before we get into that, Len, what is your perspective when you see people like a Luke Jensen talking about Tiger Woods and what he's accomplished and comparing it to a Roger Federer? Just how unique is this in the time and the many, many years that you covered sports?
Well, I'll tell you, I've never seen two better. And it just shows that, first of all, you have to have talent, Nick. You know, you can't manufacture that. You can get better, but you have to have that natural talent that both of these men have. But the thing about them is their dedication to what they're doing and the focus that they have, when particularly in crunch time, when you're talking about in the finals, you're talking about the last round of a golf tournament. These two guys have it. They're able to focus and concentrate on their game plan, and they all have a game plan. You listen to Tiger Woods, he has a game plan. He knows exactly where he wants to hit the ball on every hole of every golf tournament because he has studied it, and most of the time he's capable of doing that. But the guy is just phenomenal. You know, both of those guys are, you know, I don't play that much tennis, but I can't imagine, Nick, I know you do, a ball coming 130 miles an hour over that net inside the lines, and you got to try to return that thing. These guys are so good. I mean, I know that they start generally at an early age, but what they have done to get to that level, you really have to focus, and you really have to train very hard and be ready. You talk about Serena Williams. Well, she was ready. She was in shape. And she was dedicating herself to it, getting back to what she really does best. And it just shows that it's the mind. Is this the mind games here, Nick? I think it is, because it's so much is between your ears on how successful you're going to be. And in order to be successful, you know, you have to dedicate yourself to working very hard to get better at all of your skills.
Well, we're joined by Tom Flores. Tom, thank you so much for taking time. I know you got a golf tournament today, and you're pretty good at that.
Well, I don't know how good I am, but I like to play.
He's not going to give away his handicap. It's true.
No.
You know what? When I watch all this poker, I think of a Tom Flores and your poker face, your ability to keep your players humble during the time when you had so many different characters on those Raiders teams. Before we talk about Lane Kiffin for a second, let's talk about how big a challenge it's going to be for Lovie Smith and Tony Dungy to keep his players focused with this two-week break.
Well, I think that's one of the major things that you have to do when you're a head coach is you come in to the venue and you try to keep your players, you know, you try to keep them on a schedule that is relatively normal within the abnormal reality. It's pretty tough to do. I mean, my first Super Bowl, Super Bowl IV, Lenny was the quarterback, and you talk about a chaotic week. I mean, Lenny was accused of being involved with a gambler, and you know, he had a tragedy in his family not too long. I mean, there was so much distraction, and Lenny's being very modest when he talks about focus. That was a very focused guy that we watched in that Super Bowl. So the focus part has to be there, but yet you want them to have fun. You want your team to enjoy the experience, but not to a point where it hurts the team.
Well, let's talk about what you did in particular, because your team played extremely well against Dick Vermeil. We've had Dick on with you before, and in successive Super Bowls. What was the big thing that you did? Because you had a reputation on that team for so many different personalities. You didn't want them to feel constrained. So what did you do? We've heard that Tony Dungy is going to have a curfew starting Tuesday. What did you do?
Well, I did that. I had a curfew. I was going to start a curfew on Wednesday, but the captains, the team came in on Monday, no curfew on Monday, but we had an 8 o'clock meeting, and every fine started at $1,000. In those days, $1,000 was a lot of money. It didn't matter whether you were a minute late or 2 minutes late. And so we had, you know, one person late, he was 5 minutes late, and that was Jim Plunkett. So I had to fine him. But that was it. And then the captains came to me and they said, "Now you better start curfew on Tuesday night." Knowing our team, so we started on Tuesday night, 12 o'clock curfew, and then Saturday night it was 11 o'clock. And we only had one guy that broke curfew, and that was John Matuszak. He was hiding out on Bourbon Street at 6'7", 315 pounds. He was hiding out, yeah.
Well, that's a big surprise to me.
Yeah.
That's a real big surprise to me that the twos would do that.
Hey, yeah, the twos. Well, the reason he told me, he said, Coach, he said, I was out making sure that everybody else was in.
Oh, it's great having leadership like that. Hey, Tom, when we come back, and we just have you, we'll let you go before 10:30 promise. We'd love to have your comment on the new head coach there in Oakland. But thank you, sir. We'll be right back on Head Games Radio with Len Dawson, Tom Flores, Super Bowl champions, both on Sports Byline Network and Sirius Channel 122.
When other people say, sorry, sold out, Tickets Now says, where would you like to sit? You like to control your own destiny. You do what you want to do, and you go where you want to go. Why not sit where you want to sit? Tickets Now has the choice seats for every major sports, concert, and theater event in North America. From the 50-yard line to orchestra seats to courtside, Tickets Now has the seats you really want. With Tickets Now, buying tickets is easy, and each transaction is backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go to ticketsnow.com today, where the words sold out are not a part of our vocabulary. ticketsnow.com. That's ticketsnow.com. ticketsnow.com.
Chances are, you're paying too much for life insurance. So why not make a free phone call right now that could save you up to 50%, maybe even more, on quality term life insurance from Matrix Direct Insurance Services. Whether you're buying life insurance for the first time or cutting back on the cost of an overpriced policy, one free call to Matrix Direct is the simple and affordable way to get the term life insurance you need. Call Matrix Direct today, because chances are you're paying too much for life insurance. Here's the number, 1-800-471-TERM. The call is free, the quote is free, and there's no obligation. Call Matrix Direct now, 1-800-471-TERM. 1-800-471-TERM. That's 1-800-471-TERM. Call now.
How would you like to cut your credit card payments by 30% or more? Genesis Financial can help. They have a program that can reduce your high interest rates to single digits or even 0%. You can get more cash in your pocket every month to ease the stress and burden of excessive credit card bills.
Genesis Financial helped us, so we can sleep at night again.
We can even answer our phone.
The weight's been lifted off our shoulders.
Working with Genesis, we truly feel like our prayers were answered.
Get a fresh start without going bankrupt, plus get hundreds of dollars back in your pocket. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Let them show you how to cut your debt by 30% or more and save you thousands in interest, late fees, and penalties. The consultation is absolutely free. Call 800-470-4331. That's 800-470-4331. Don't wait another minute.
Genesis Financial gave us our life back.
Not available in all states. Individual results may vary. Genesis Financial, 800-470-4331.
There's 95 guys or 97 doing the right thing the right way and two or three jerks. So two or three jerks get 97% of the attention.
Join Head Games Radio. Call 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. And now, here's your host, Nick Lowry.
Welcome back to Head Games Radio on Sports Byline Network, Sirius Channel 122. Tom Flores, before we let you go, give us your perspective. It's hard to figure out. I know you're not in there every day, but what's your perspective on this hiring of Lane Kiffin at such a young age?
It's hard to imagine anybody coming in at, you know, with that youth behind him, not a lot of experience, you know, taking over an NFL franchise. But sometimes maybe it's better to hire the unknown than hire the known. The last two hires by the Raiders have been former coaches that just didn't work out. Players didn't buy into this, into their package, and perhaps they'll buy into this one. Give them a chance. I think even more important than that, they have to get someone in that facility that can help them. You know, like a football person. Every team, every successful team has a football person like a Bill Polian, other than Al Davis. I mean, he's got to get, you know, Bruce Allen, when he left, they never did really adequately replace him, in my opinion.
Tom, but before I let you go, last question then, because we appreciate your honesty on this. Who would you pick? I mean, frankly, would you ever consider it at your very young age to come back and provide that? Because that's clearly the major piece they're missing.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that I want to work that hard. Shoot, if I was involved, I wouldn't be driving to the golf course right now to play golf.
So, no, you wouldn't.
I enjoy my life right now, although I still have a passion for the game and you know, for the team that I played spent most of my career with. I've never discarded that part of it. I do not want to go back in the field. I know that, but there's always all kinds of challenges. But at this stage, I'd rather just do what I'm doing now and see Lenny twice a year and doing the radio and hopefully not suffer as much as I did last year with that team.
Was that the toughest year ever for you watching this team?
Yes, toughest year ever, because I didn't see any progress. You know, usually you can see progress, you can see this and you can see that. I did not see any progress. And because of that, you know, sometimes you can lose all hope. I haven't lost all hope for the future, but because the team is very young, but they better get back on track pretty soon, and hopefully this young kid can do it. I mean, he takes a lot of energy nowadays, and at 31 years old, he will be 55 years old in about 1 year.
Tom, he's going to be tested. I know that.
Oh, Terry, hey. Tell me about it. He will be.
Hey, Tom, Len and I wanted to know, when you heard Lane Kiffin say that they will play happy and they will play hard, do you think that maybe the old Tom Flores might have said they will play angry and they will play hard?
Well, first of all, they better play and meet and practice the way they're supposed to, the way they're you know, they've promised to do. But if they're going to play happy, maybe they've got one guy there that he's not happy. He doesn't even run routes. So, if he's going to be there, got to try to make him happy. But, you know, my feeling is they don't run the asylum. The coaches, Bill, should be running the asylum. If the coaches have the respect, show them how to win. And when you do that, the players will buy into it. They have a very young team, with the exception of a couple of guys that were disgruntled last year and kind of sabotage that team. They have a pretty young football team, but they've got to get two things settled: quarterback and offensive line. Those two areas have to be addressed before they can have successful teams.
Well, Tom Flores, you commanded the respect of those players in a way that you did it in such a subtle way. But as we look back, it was a tremendous achievement, and you were hired at the ripe old age of 41.
Yeah, I was an old man.
Well, we'll let you get to the golf course,
hey,
Tom.
Lenny,
appreciate
Lenny,
it so much.
Don't you be laughing, Lenny. we're in the same vintage.
I understand. All too
but
well.
You look marvelous, Tom.
Tom, I'll tell you what. They need the Raiders to come back and play, because the league isn't the same without the Raiders being a good football team. They add a lot to professional football.
Absolutely. The old rivalries of the OFL without the Raiders right in the middle of it. You're right. Well, I've got to get ready to tee off here, so you guys have a good day.
You
all
bet.
Right.
Thanks, Tom. Len Dawson, I'll tell you what.
What?
The accomplishment of a Tom Flores in being able to shepherd his team through that period before the Super Bowls is an important one. And as you say, it's been a long time since the Raiders organization has been feared and respected the way they were when Tom Flores was their coach.
Yeah, you know, that's what made it fun playing against the Raiders in those days, because they were a good football team. And if you were going to win, you had to play at your best and be prepared and focused to play those people, because they had an awful lot of talent. And they might have been renegades off the field, but when they got on that field, they were business, and they knew what they were doing. Now, I don't see that now, because doing the Chiefs games on their radio network, I see the Raiders twice a year, and they're not the same as they were several years ago when under Flores. You know, he had Alzado out there. They had the twos. They had some guys that were real characters, but you know, on game day, they were ready to play. They were focused for that particular game.
Well, we interviewed Solomon Wilcots, who's covering, of course, we have a few things that are different now than they were back when the Raiders were so significant in the mid-80s with the NFL Network, some more intense and intimate interviews. And Solomon Wilcots talked about this interesting style of a Tony Dungy versus a Lovie Smith.
Well, in terms of the mentality and the schemes on offense, you've got with Peyton Manning and the Indianapolis Colts, you've got one that really tries to achieve the perfect balance between the run and the pass. Peyton Manning gets to control all the mechanisms within that offense, the ability to check to the run if you're going to play in coverage and try to take away the passing game. If you only have six or seven in the box, he's going to pound the running game at you. And then if you decide you want to crowd the line of scrimmage, and at that point, then he's going to go up top. So he controls the mechanisms. He's pulling the trigger, and no one does it better than Peyton Manning. I think if you look at the Bears on offense, they get off the bus wanting to run the football. And I think they understand that the offensive line's got to be dominant. The offensive line has to control the game. They want to try to protect Rex Grossman. But if you get to the point where you're crowding the line of scrimmage, you give him an easy throw against one-on-one coverage with the receivers that Stephon Page just talked about, they will take shots down the field at you, and they're capable of beating you. We saw that in the NFC Championship game against the New Orleans Saints.
Len, you look at this matchup, I think the edge has got to go to the Colts, even though, Lord knows, underdogs seem to be winning everything. Just take a look at the BCS, the teams that seem that they have something to prove. But what about just the relationship between a Lovie Smith, who was mentored by Tony, and how much of an effect that will have, you know, between the lines on this matchup?
Well, you got two guys that are very close friends, and they're two gentlemen. You probably know both of them. And, you know, that's the type of people they're going to play, or they're going to be. I think that they're going to be well prepared. These guys do a heck of a job. And, you know, and Solomon was talking about Peyton Manning. I'm just wondering why more quarterbacks don't have, you know, the right to do what he is doing. Because when you see something, you know, to change what what their weakness is. Peyton Manning's capable of doing that, but there's an awful lot of teams that do not have a checkoff system. It's such in the hands of the offensive coordinator who's calling the plays, and when you get up to the line of scrimmage, oftentimes I don't even know if Kansas City has an audible system. I don't see it. I'm watching them every ball game they're doing, and I don't see much of it. When you see that there's nine guys up there, like was against the Indianapolis Colts in their first playoff game, and you still try to run it, that's crazy. And so they should be taking advantage of the weaknesses of the defense on any particular play. But as far as these two coaches are concerned, I think that their players love them. You know, we were just talking about the Raiders, the Tom Flores, and they got to have somebody in there that's buying what they're saying, what type of a system they have in that. Well, the Bears and the Colts are buying into the systems of their two head coaches, and I think you're going to see a hard-fought game on Sunday. And what the outcome is going to be, I don't know. But I know one thing. Defense is one thing you got to have. You got to be able to hold the other team and give your offense some opportunities. And the best defense is going to be the Chicago Bears. Now, is the Colts defense improved? I'd say heck yes. In the playoffs, what they did against the Chiefs and what they did against the Ravens was phenomenal from what I've seen them early on in the season. So this should be a good game, Nick. They'll get down to the kickers, I suppose, like it always does.
You know, wouldn't that be interesting if an Adam Vinatieri ends up having to kick the game-winning field goal for a different team? Just what an accomplishment, and what a likelihood that will never be accomplished again if he can pull that off. What about the Bears causing turnovers, their ability to strip the ball, something that Lovie Smith teaches so well? What would you be doing if you're Tony Dungy in coaching your quarterback and your other players to prevent the likelihood that they're going to be very effective at that?
Every day in practice, every day, do not let that thing hit the ground under any circumstances. Do not be nonchalant about anything. Protect the football. They're going to see it in the tapes of the games that the Bears have played. They're going to see what they were capable of doing against the Saints in the championship game in the NFC. And that was a difference to me. To me, that was a difference in the ball game because it really shrinks the field for the other for the Bears. They don't have to go very far to score some touchdowns. So that's going to be the key point. You know, we've talked about this all year long. When you look at the stats, take a look at that giveaway takeaway category, and generally speaking, the team that protects the football will have the best chance of winning.
Well, my pick is that if Indianapolis turns it over two or less times, that they will win. For that very reason, I've been educated, I've been brainwashed by Len Dawson and Marty Schottenheimer. Truly, though, I believe that's the case. When we come back, final thoughts from Len Dawson on this matchup. Talk about maybe a little bit more about the wide receiver position, both teams having so much strength there. Then we'll move on to Rick Bucher from ESPN, the magazine, on NBA bait, the accomplishment of 17 in a row. Speaking of dominance in Tiger Woods and Roger Federer, how about the Suns with two streaks of 15 or more? And finally, speaking of dominance, we'll talk with Peter Costas for a few minutes at the end about Tiger Woods and his latest accomplishment. You're listening to Head Games on Sports Byline Network and Sirius Channel 122.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in the ability to grow. Being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from General Steel will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure, and it'll be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches. Expand quickly and save money.
Call the General right now for your free estimate. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. And learn about our $20,000 rebate offer. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Hi, everybody. This is Nick Lowry, and I want to tell you about the most beautiful golf course I've ever played. It's called Quintero. It's already ranked in the top 10 in the country as a real estate golf course. I'm telling you, it is the most outstanding combination of beautiful fairways and views you will ever see. If you want to join one of the most outstanding new private courses in the country, go to QuinteroGolf.com or call 888-417-8468. That's 888-41-QUINT or 888-417-8468.
Do you want to own a brand new computer and improve your credit score at the same time? If you have less than perfect credit but can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or other name brand computer. Guaranteed.
Bad credit? No problem. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, you're approved for your brand new name brand computer. Call 800-787-2816. Guaranteed Consumer Funding says you're approved. Give us a call today at 800-787-2816 to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Act now. We'll add over $700 in premium upgrades and an MP3 player for free. And with select models, we'll throw in a free printer. So get the computer of your dreams today and improve your credit at the same time. Call 800-787-2816. That's 800-787-2816.
Have you heard about podcasting? It's the next big thing. With podcasts, your favorite radio shows like Sports Overnight America and The Video Game Review are delivered directly to your computer, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want. And it's easy, too. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button next to the show you want. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
It takes the same thing to get to the Super Bowl and win that it takes to get there and lose. You know, it's not the NBA where you got a seven-game series once you get in that in the final. You got to get it done that day.
And now, back to Head Games Radio with Nick Lowry. Join the conversation now by calling 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529.
Marvin Harrison, Reggie Wayne, Musa Muhammad, Bernard Berrien. You look at these guys, who would you rather be throwing to, Len Dawson?
Well, I like the Colts receivers because they are on the same plane with their quarterback, Peyton Manning. I mean, they've been doing it here now for a number of years, and it's just like second nature to those people. And that's the most important thing, that you understand the moves of your receivers, you know, and how they, for example, running a sideline pattern, an out pattern. Everybody does it different, and you have to know exactly how your guy does it. And everybody that does it on your team, and Peyton Manning knows these things. And if he gets time, I don't care how good the Bears' defense is, he can pick them apart because he is that good of a quarterback. The key to this game for the Bears is going to be getting some push up the middle. Get those defensive tackles, getting in the face of Peyton Manning. Not necessarily to sack him, but if you get some hands in his face, maybe he cannot see what everything is going on down the field. And oftentimes, if that is the case, he's late in delivering the ball, or maybe he delivers that ball and he doesn't see a safety down there and he could get some turnovers. So I like Peyton Manning's chances.
Well, here's somebody that you may remember from the past, Stephon Page, formerly for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, that's who I throw to, Stephon. That's right.
There you go. Well, here's something from Stephon looking at these two teams.
Receivers, actually, I think they have a nice receiving core because Grossman counts on those receivers. They make him look really good. There's times when Grossman's not really doing as well, but his receivers, you saw Bernard make that great play. It wasn't the best throw, but he had to actually make a good, as far as going back and attacking the football, he made Grossman look good on that one long one that he caught.
He made Grossman look good on that last one. Final comment, Leonard, is to me, at this stage of the week, it's hard to predict. It sounds like you're favoring the Colts. What's your pick and what's your score?
Well, I think this is a game of two things, defense and quarterbacks. A quarterback cannot have a poor performance and expect to win. I look for Peyton Manning to have a good performance. I mean, he's got the better shot of having a good performance than Grossman has because he's been in more important games. And Grossman has not been the reason that they have won these games. It's he just didn't give them away. But in this ball game, when the pressure's on the line, I'm going with the Colts.
I'll go with that, too. And thanks for going with us today, Len. Appreciate
it. All right.
Take care. Have a good week.
I will.
All right, we're switching. Thank you, sir. We're switching again. We're doing lots of sports today on a Monday on Sirius Satellite Sports Byline. Rick Bucher, around the NBA, how are you?
I'm well. How are you, Nick?
I'm fine. You know, I didn't think I'd have to bring this up, but I'm so biased anyway. But 17 in a row, everybody's talking about it after one loss. If they eliminate that one loss, it's 32 wins in a row. They'd be staring at the all-time record. Just how good is this team? Are you there, Rick? Well, while we wait to get Rick back, we're going to talk about the accomplishment of that many wins in a row. Because in reality, if you look at the history of streaks, streaks sometimes can be misleading. But the teams that had 15 or more wins in a row usually won the NBA championship. Rick, how important is this? What does this say to you about their ability versus the Dallas Mavericks to win the ultimate championship?
For me, it's not so much the number of victories in a row, but it's how they're winning them and who they're beating and how they're beating them. I've had a chance to talk to the Suns, and they don't look at it. You know, if you're on a hot streak and you have the right, you hit the right part of the schedule, and you hit teams on a lot of back-to-backs or whatever, you can put together some nice winning streaks, and they're not necessarily representative of how your team is. What impresses me with the Suns is the fact that the teams that they're supposed to beat decisively, they are doing exactly that, and the teams that are the quality teams in the league, they are playing well against them and winning them down the stretch, as you're going to have to do against the best team. So there are no illusions. There's no deception in this stretch of victories for the Phoenix Suns. I believe that the Dallas Mavericks are every bit as good as the Phoenix Suns. Ultimately, it's going to come down to this. Who do you trust more in the clutch, with the ball in his hands in the final 30 seconds to make the shot or make the right play? Steve Nash or Dirk Nowitzki? And for my money, I would go with Steve Nash.
To me, it's a little bit like Peyton Manning and what we talked about earlier in this show about the increased ability of the Colts to have every answer, no matter what the situation, no matter what the strategic situation is, and they've added depth as well. Can you go into more depth, literally, for us about how the Suns team has more ability to adjust to the unpredictable matchups, the unpredictable circumstances of each game?
Well, they've just, one, they have more depth, certainly, than they've ever had before, with the addition of Amari Stoudemire. 2 years ago when they had Amari, they didn't have Rajah Bell. Leandro Barbosa has evolved into a better three-point shooter. So Boris Diaw is in the mix. He wasn't the last time we saw Amari Stoudemire playing anywhere close to this. The beauty of this team right now is it used to be when you took Steve Nash off the floor, it was a matter of how many points were you going to give up, and hopefully you wouldn't lose too much ground so that when he came back and you got rolling again, you could make up for it. Now, with Boris Diaw being a playmaker, with Leandro Barbosa being a more all-around accomplished guard, they're able to survive without Steve on the floor. And then when you bring him back, it's that big uh-oh. You know, teams look at it and go, man, he wasn't on the floor, and they added 3 points to their lead. Now what's going to happen? I would also say that Nash has just become a better all-around player. He's become he's more in tune with all the pieces that he has, and he's making the most of them, and he has a little bit of an edge to his game this year that we haven't seen previously. It's why, again, I give them the edge over the Dallas Mavericks, because I see a sense of urgency and a sense of almost desperation with the Phoenix Suns to get it done this year, that as good as the Dallas Mavericks are, I don't know that they have the same urgency.
I would call it, when you say edge, I was wondering what you meant by that. Now I think I do. It's more like the killer instinct. It's the fact that in the fourth quarter, even when you're not playing well, you're going to make it important enough to win every single game against every opponent. You're going to close off the guys you're supposed to beat. And in the NFL, the NBA, whatever sport it is, that's, to me, the fundamental basis of consistency.
Not just in the fourth quarter, but Steve seems to be sending the message to teammates that every possession and every game is important, that this is all, these are all building blocks. Let's not leave anything undone. Let's not be able to look back and say, you know, if only we'd done this, if only we had taken this game a little more seriously, it might have been a double. And let's face it, I mean, the home court advantage could loom very large when it comes down to the Suns and the Mavs. It could be the difference. And so when you're rolling into Atlanta and you're thinking, or you're playing the Bobcats or the Memphis Grizzlies, those are the games that you have a tendency to say, you know what, we can sneak in and out of here with a victory. And those are the ones that end up blowing up in your face, and you look back and you think, man, we could have had home court advantage if we simply hadn't relaxed that particular night. But Steve Nash seems to be making a concerted effort to make sure that his team is not going to have one of those letdowns that they will later look back on and say, that might have cost us the championship.
We're talking with Rick Bucher from ESPN, the magazine. Senior writer is also a regular contributor on ESPN. Let's talk about defense in our last minute and a half, 2 minutes here, because everybody gives the edge to the Mavericks in that. What do the Suns have to do, and what are they doing right now that convinces you that their defense will step it up to that higher level that they have not had in the playoffs in the past?
The primary reason people say that the Dallas Mavericks have a better defense is because they have some big shot blockers inside that can be intimidating in Dasagna Jop and Eric Dampier. And for the Suns, the key is going to be to play at a pace that the Mavs cannot keep those guys on the floor, because they're going to be matched up with Amari Stoudemire and Sean Marion, and every basket made or missed by the Dallas Mavericks, the Suns are going to be blown down to the other end and scoring on layups. And at some point, Avery Johnson is going to be forced to say, my bigs cannot stay with these guys. And conversely, they're not scoring consistently enough at the offensive end for us to keep them on the floor. So in a lot of ways, their defense, the Suns' defense on the Mavs, their ability to de-emphasize or take away what the Mavs use as their offense is going to be through their offense. By the way they play offense is going to dictate who the Mavs can have on the floor, and they're not going to be able to put their best defensive players on the floor because they're going to need to keep scoring to stay pace with the Suns.
Final question, Rick Bucher, is the way the Mavericks let it get away against Miami, to me, is going to be a little bit like the way that the Colts were had it taken away for them last year because of the focus and the distraction of what happened with Tony Dungy and his son, that tragedy itself. So don't you think, to me, as much as I want the Suns, and I believe the Suns are going to win, I believe that the Mavericks are going to have that hunger because they know that they just did not have that killer instinct at the end.
I agree. Certainly they have that hunger. There's no question they're on a mission. But at the end of the day, who is it that's going to display that killer instinct? I mean, for me, either have that killer instinct or you don't. It's not something that you say, hey, you know what?
I can't just turn it on.
Killer instinct today. And so that's what they have to prove to me. Now, I believe that Josh Howard, who was injured for much of that Miami series, he's the one X factor. To me, he's the one guy who was unafraid to step up. The other guy who has it is Jerry Stackhouse. The reason that I question whether they will be able to get it done is, one, Stackhouse, as much of a killer instinct as he has, was worn down by the end of the season last year and couldn't get it done when it really mattered most. I don't see him getting any younger, and I'm not sure I don't see how that's going to change this year. So it puts a lot of onus on Josh Howard to get it done. And the question is, will Avery Johnson take the ball out of Dirk Nowitzki's hands to have Josh Howard go win it? Now, I don't know that Avery thinks the same way I do, but I can just tell you, if there was one guy on the Mavericks that I would look to say, this is the guy who won't blink when it comes time to making the right play, that guy for me is Josh Howard over Dirk Nowitzki.
Well, thank you, Rick. We appreciate it, buddy. As always, Rick, you are the best. Thank you, sir.
You got it.
Rick Bucher, ESPN The Magazine. Peter Kostas. Tiger Woods never blinks, does he?
He never blinks, at least not on the golf course.
You know what? Before we go to our final segment, I just have a quick clip for you. As you look at Roger Federer, we've talked about this before, and I think you seem to lean to a little bit more respect for Roger Federer because of the intensity, athleticism, the competitiveness of that sport versus what Tiger has accomplished.
What I find to be very interesting is the fact that it's Tiger Woods and his accomplishments that are giving Roger Federer more credibility. If it weren't for Tiger, I don't think anybody would be talking about Federer, and they should be, because what he's accomplished has been phenomenal. But ultimately, Tiger's trying to go for a record that's never been reached before on the PGA Tour, and they're looking around for contemporaries, and Roger Federer is the benefactor of that.
When we come back, Peter Kostas, in our final segment, will give us some sense of the historical achievements between a Roger Federer and a Tiger Woods. Seventh heaven it is. We'll be right back on Head Games on Sports Byline and Sirius Channel 122.
How would you like to cut your credit card payments by 30% or more? Genesis Financial can help. They have a program that can reduce your high interest rates to single digits or even 0%. You can get more cash in your pocket every month to ease the stress and burden of excessive credit card bills.
Genesis Financial helped us, so we can sleep at night again.
We can even answer our phone.
The weight's been lifted off our shoulders.
Working with Genesis, we truly feel like our prayers were answered.
Get a fresh start without going bankrupt, plus get hundreds of dollars back in your pocket. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Let them show you how to cut your debt by 30% or more and save you thousands in interest, late fees, and penalties. The consultation is absolutely free. Call 800-470-4331. That's 800-470-4331. Don't wait another minute.
Genesis Financial gave us our life back.
Not available in all states. Individual results may vary. Genesis Financial, 800-470-4331.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $113, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right. Guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Termbusters specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. So call this number now for a free quote.
800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. Call 24-7. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But it doesn't have to be a rough ride. Just subscribe to Barron's, America's premier financial weekly. Subscribe now and get 13 weeks of Barron's for only $39. Each fact-filled issue brings you investing insights, market information, and special reports you won't find anywhere else. Special reports that include the best-performing companies, mutual fund managers, and the outlook for stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. That's not all. Subscribe today and you'll also get Barron's Guide to Building Wealth, plus 4 weeks of Barron's Online free with your paid subscription. All the tools you need to make smarter investment decisions. That's 13 weeks of Barron's, plus the Guide to Building Wealth, and 4 weeks of Barron's Online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S.
Call now, 800-828-2639. That's 800-828-2639.
Welcome back to Head Games with Peter Costas, CBS, and also the McCord Costas Learning Center. We're going to be kicking off a new company called Protege Sports this week with Peter. Peter, frankly, I think most of the money's coming with golf, don't you?
Most of the money?
All that big money we're going to make because people are going to want to learn from Peter Costas and Gary McCord.
Well, we'll wait and see. Hopefully we're going to provide a really good service for people. That's number one, and they're going to get better and enjoy the game more. We'll see about the money portion of it later.
Peter, we talked about in the past Tiger Woods redoing his swing. It continues. Tell me about the uniqueness of this accomplishment and just how difficult it is to start off at this level right off the bat.
Well, I mean, it takes a lot of things to win consistently. And what Tiger has is that, I mean, he's won with relying on different parts of his game. He's won with his short game. He's won with his ball striking. He's won with lousy ball striking. He's won with good putting. He's won with lousy putting. He's won with great concentration and focus and determination. So, I mean, he has a lot of tools at his disposal. And when you look at all of the commodities that go into making up a golfer, I'm not sure, apart from, there may be a couple of guys drive the ball better than Tiger on a consistent basis, and there may be a couple of guys that putt better than Tiger on a consistent basis, but nobody better under pressure, and he's got all those assets going for him.
What are his chances in our last 30 seconds here? What are his chances of winning 11 straight?
I mean, the odds are really, really low. It's a huge accomplishment, but if anybody can pull it off, it'll be Tiger. But I would say they're probably 5-1 against.
Well, Peter, we appreciate it, and I think we would be remiss if we didn't wish our good friend Gary McCord the best, who's going through some challenges in the hospital. Want to say we love him, and we hope he'll get better very soon.
Well, you can say you love him. I hope he gets better.
Peter Costas, CBS. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Peter Costas, thanks for listening to Head Games Radio, whether it's Peter Costas, Luke Jensen, Len Dawson, Tom Flores. Guess who we have on the show tomorrow? Charles Barkley on his Super Bowl picks and his State of the Union, or rather the State of the NBA. Check in tomorrow. We'll see you then.